Proponents of driver's cards for illegal immigrants in Wisconsin rallied Monday at the Capitol. They include Madison police officer Carlos Valentin, who says it's a safety issue.
For a lot of citizens or a lot of inhabitants of this state, driving in our roads is a necessity.
Valentin says immigrants would have to show proof of driver's education and insurance in order to procure the cards, thus making the roads safer for all. The state Senate pulled the language for the cards from its version of the budget last week, and Christine Newman Ortiz with Milwaukee-based Voices de la Frontera says Milwaukee Democrat Senator Tim Carpenter is the reason why.
We are here today, and many of his constituents are here today, to meet with Senator Carpenter and with other Democratic Party leaders to basically tell Senator Carpenter that he is misinformed.
In a statement, Carpenter said his constituents overwhelmingly oppose driving privileges for illegal immigrants. Governor Jim Doyle says he'll have to take a look at the language if it makes it into the final budget. But there is an issue relating to immigrants that he's more concerned about.
The one I do care was in my budget that I hope is restored is that we allow students that have gone to our high schools, have graduated from our high schools, meet all of our residency requirements to be able to go to college and pay in-state tuition.
The tuition and driving provisions were removed from the state Senate budget and are among numerous differences to be resolved by a Senate Assembly Budget Conference Committee. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.